This is Sifu Jones with Certified Instructor Don Brown, and we're going over the topic of energy patterns. And this one is more towards the training devices that we're using in our T-Power and how they're helping develop these energy patterns that we are talking about. So how are you today there, Don?
It just gets better. It really does.
Isn't that the truth? Today's topic's on the training devices that we use, and one of the biggies that we use is the T-Stick. And you purchased a T-Stick way back when. And have you seen the big changes that you've seen your T-Stick go through? I mean, what are some of the bigger things that you can picture?
Well, with my T-Stick, the first time I held it, it was very, very interesting. It felt like I want to just say rings and circles and halos, so to speak, were just going and coming off my body, just vibrating off of me. I could feel them. I could see them coming off my arms, specifically both forearms, around my waist and right at my shins. Just multiple circles just vibrating and flying off my body. Since I've been using my T-Stick, I've noticed over a period of time, which is really weird, but I pick it up and I'm noticing it just gets a little bit heavier and heavier every day. And using my T-Stick, I've actually been able to get my circles down, in the sense that the idea and the feeling of energy going around my body circularly is natural, and it's so much easier now with the use of the T-Stick. It just prompts my energy flow pattern to go circular, and I don't even need to fight it. I don't need to muscle it or try to mentally push it. It just happens. And
yeah, it really is. It really helps you to get the old circles down to a really big degree, don't they? Mm-hmm. And now the hula hoop is another thing that we taught them. And what we really want them to do is actually get a hula hoop. I mean, it's a great training device. If you there's different places out there that still sell those things. And if you do get one, it will help just like the tennis racket does. I mean, the reason why you put a tennis racket next to your bed or an old badminton racket is so that you see that screen and you can duplicate it in your head. And that's the same reason why you'd put that hula hoop there. And you know, it's kind of set it in place and think, okay, this is what I need to do. I need to recreate this. And these are really effective ways to help you make better energy patterns, better circles, better vortexes, better, you know, energy that will come out of you. And then darken rooms or mirrors, you know. I mean, as you darken your room, you're going to get or see the chi or the time-space fabric a little bit better. I mean, you pick it up on your peripherals at first, and slowly over time, you're going to get more and more of it to fill in. And using old TV sets or, you know, where you use a TV screen or a darkened room with a mirror where you can then do your screens down, like doing your torso path screens. Those are very effective ways. You look into that, and you don't get the same kind of vividness as you look into a bright lit room with a mirror. And this helps, again, for you to visualize in your head so that you can get the form down. And this is all about creating bigger, thicker, stronger form that holds in place better. And every training device that you use will really help on that procedure. Now, the hypnotic posters we threw into the mix, and later we'll, you know, change it to a chi chamber, and later on in the following months, I think it's like volume 7, volume 8, or something like that, that we go over that specifically, how to build up a chi chamber and how to use it. But for now, it's just using the hypnotic posters to help you create these vortexes in the air around you, and do that in an effective way. And you do that again. You know, most of these things that we're talking about are them 2 to 5 minute exercises that you knock out of the way, but help you get a synergism effect from doing your chi. You know, one of the reasons why you gave you the chi chart so that you could visualize where your organs are and what they look like. And the same way with the acupressure chart, why we put in that, and, you know, it shows you where your pressure points are. And if you even looking at books of anatomy, books of seeing your nerve fiber system in play, it helps reassure in your mind what you're really doing here. And it helps you get the right kind of attitude, doesn't it?
the concepts that we're dealing with, I mean, let's be honest, they're very abstract, and grasping them and making them tangible and real is already a challenge in and of itself. And so anytime, for example, you can add something that's tangible, something that you're familiar with, right into the mix, it helps bridge that gap from an unknown to a known, or you're going from an unknown and you're making the unknown similar to it. So when I had a hula hoop, when I went and purchased my hula hoop, after having done the hula hoop exercise for quite a while, and then I used that, I noticed that my circles were coming in with such an increased clarity. Even then, when I wasn't using my hula hoop, or if I'm away from my training area and I don't have my physical hula hoop with me, the actual, I want to say, physical cues of using a tangible hula hoop, store-bought, helps my circles come in so much better. Same with the screen. It's hard to visualize a screen, but when you have the physical tennis racket or badminton racket right there in front of you, it's like, okay, let's just duplicate this. Let's just visualize and duplicate and imagine, and slowly but surely over time, your mind, body, and spirit work together, form the subatomic particles into that shape, and there and you have more success, and it speeds up the path and the journey considerably, because you have something right there for the body, mind, and spirit to mimic, and you don't have to just create it all by yourself each and every time.
It really does help quite a bit. And one of the effective ways that I did when I first started doing that hula hoop was literally put the hula hoop where I put the chair and my feet right inside the hula hoop and put it right on the ground there. And then I would try to duplicate that one around the knees and just keep looking back and forth until I could get it down right. And it's a strange process that you go back and forth like that with your body. But these are little training devices that really do help knock off the normal time it would take if you just conjured it out of the air. I mean, a lot of what we're trying to teach them is to knock off the time like we are, and these are really effective ways. And the same thing with using a temperature gauge or your blood pressure equipment, that kind of stuff. I mean, even if you don't have any of that or you can't afford it, you know, just go into a CVS or any type of drugstore where, you know, they have those things in there a lot of times, and you can go check it. And you can manipulate it right there, you know, with the techniques that you've learned. You know, take the screens down through your body, calm yourself down, sit down there and lower your blood pressure down, lower your heart rate, and you know, show and prove to yourself. I mean, right there is tangible proof each and every time you use an actual machine that will, you know, register for you the different types of changes. And that's another effective way of proving to yourself, because the more proof you give to yourself that you can actually do all these changes, the more you give yourself credit for. And when you see significant changes, you think, well, okay, then I can do this other stuff too. And this is what really does help. And the training device of the ice, you know, using ice or those cool packs where it helps you to get your body to cool down the right way, because a lot of times it doesn't want to cool down. And so when you touch that ice, it says, you know, you're constantly reinforced, okay, this is what cold is. This is where I want you to go. And of course, then your body can emulate what you're trying to get it to accomplish, and it's so much more effective that way. And then, of course, the other couple of training devices that we use very effectively are your Qi clothes and your Qi room. And to effectively use your Qi clothes is just, you know, using that same Qi jacket or Qi shirt every day and doing your workout that way in it, and it will literally build up like it should, and you can use it in the ways we've taught you in the past. And same way with the Qi room. I mean, the synergistic results of building up the Qi room in the right way. And don't go into your Qi room if you know you're not on that day. Don't go in there and do your workout and build that kind of energy in your room. I mean, one of the reasons why you build up a nice Qi room is so that you make it so strong that you don't have those days that are bad that often. I mean, it's a rare day that somebody will see you on the wrong side of this thing. And that's really what we're trying to teach people. And, you know, through the different volumes that we've kind of put out is this whole process. Like our volume one is, it's showing you that you're learning to tune into this energy flow in the first place. I mean, it's getting you sensitive in areas that you were never sensitive. And, of course, it's using that hormonal way a little bit more than it needs to probably. But at the same time, it's the effective way to get somebody who's doll-sensed over to where they can start effectively tuning into what we're talking about. And, of course, Volume 2 suddenly sped up this whole process because you're really building up the nerve fibers so much more better. And then Volume 3, you know, started putting in the mind intent into the picture. So Volume 4, as we speed up the process even more through teaching the first part of the superset, and then Volume 5, of course, is the second part of the superset, and really took over and honed down the whole process of the speed factor so that you could effectively crank out the type of speed that you need and reach speeds that you need in chi in order to get it to that heavy, you know, over to the heavy side. Now, when we taught you Volume 6, it started you on that C exercise and this whole heavy chi process, and this is where these energy patterns are going to start really coming out in a strong way, is learning this process. And, of course, as we go over this next month on Volume 7, it'll go over the O exercise, and it will basically be the last of what's building you on energy patterns as far as stronger forms and circles in this particular tangible way. And Volumes 8 through 10 are more towards devices that will help the process, but they're not exactly going to do it what the first 1 through 7 do. So these are all types of ways that we're putting them on the path to build stronger energy patterns so that, you know, they can get or reach those areas that we talk about in this chi power and chi energy work. And this is an effective way of doing it. And you've seen just the synergism effect from the different devices you've used, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. And you know, earlier you made mention of, and I think it was in relation to the posters, you know, you do these exercises, you look at the posters for maybe 2 to 5 minutes at a time. I'd just like to point out and give people a heads up, if they go too long, strange things happen. I remember once upon a time back in my Yang days, I would spend, goodness, anywhere between an hour, sometimes 2 hours, training, staring right into those posters. Things were really, really weird. I was really, really weird to talk to. There'd be moments in time where I would actually just trance out in mid-conversation with other people, walking around, shopping. There were times where buddies that would be with me would, like, you know, kind of nudge me to wake me out of it. It's like, and they would say, dude, you were just staring at that blank wall for like 5 minutes and not moving or anything. It's just, I was lost. Didn't know.
Yeah, really zone out. Sure.
Yeah. And those hypnotic posters, it wasn't that I was trying to quote unquote go into a hypnotic trance or, you know, cause anyone around me or that I was talking to fall under my influence. I had no control. I was
well, and that is the problem with a lot of what we've taught them up to this point, is it really will, a lot of the stuff, that hypnotic poster, you way overdo that, boy, you're going to get in trouble. If you way overdo this, the circles, well, the guys that have you know, at different times hurt me personally, you know, chi burns and stuff like that. I mean, and the strangest phenomena is like getting burnt right over the phone. And that's the strangest thing that you can do to somebody. And what we're going to slowly, surely show them, transferring energy is just something that you're going to learn to do. As we keep going through these different topics, they're going to learn to do it in a whole host of different ways that we haven't really taught them yet, including using the sounds. And that's how you would literally, let's say, get burnt right over the telephone. I mean, I've had certified instructors that I've taught and get out of whack on me, and, you know, then call me up, and because they are out of whack, and the minute I answered the phone, I got burnt as a result. And that's a funny thing, you know. It's like, how can you get burnt right over the phone? And things like being knocked out right over the phone, but, you know, the more you're going to understand about how this stuff works, the more strange and bizarre it's going to get, but the more it will open up the possibilities and stuff. And it's probably As you learn to do like heavy chi, some of the strange capabilities are is you're able to knock out the oxygen molecules in the room that you're in. And mainly it's because you're learning to, like, selectively breathe them all in a way, so that you get the oxygen in the air and nobody else does. And I'm not sure if anybody's ever experienced that type of a phenomena, but it really is one of those strange things that chi guys can do that get to the heavy chi area that, you know, I've done occasionally to some of the, you know, the guys I've taught before. And it's a strange phenomenon. You can do it right over the phone, or you can literally do it if they're in the room you are. But, you know, to do it over the phone, of course, you got to be a lot further along than the first part of heavy chi. You got to be more towards the end of learning really the process and the concept down really well, and then you'll be able to do it too. But strange things like that and stranger ones can happen with this type of method. And so if a phenomenon like that occurs, because a lot of what I'm talking about, you kind of find out in weird ways at times that, you know, sometimes they just happen and you're just oblivious to it until it's right in your face and you think, well, what happened there? And yet, this is what I'm saying is heavy chi is the strangest process that will ever teach you. As these subatomic particles clump together in better ways, from the process of you just going through this repetition of the exercises on a regular basis, getting your mind right to help you, getting this emotional content over to this good feeling of cool energy, all this stuff will come out in the way we're talking about. Is fantastic as it seems, I mean, there isn't anything that we've brought up that, you know, that some person can't duplicate along the way simply following our path. Wouldn't you say so?
You know, anything and everything you've told me, even if I didn't understand it, it has been true. I remember once upon a time you said, hey, do exactly what I'm saying and then prove me wrong. And I want to say that was 10 years ago, and that's still the case. And there are moments in time where you're training me and there's a new concept, and I don't understand it. And I say, okay, because I know sooner or later, if I continue following your instructions exactly as you've taught, it will become real. And more often than not, and I've said this before, it's a wonderful thing that you give me a heads up, because that prepares my mind. And so the freak out factor is much, much more limited. I start to freak out a little bit and I weird out, and then I say, oh yeah. Sifu Jones gave me a heads up about this. Okay, this
and that's the whole reason of giving you a heads up, actually, and the whole reason why we're going over in such detail with the MP3s, videos, and everything, so people do get a heads up, because most of the stuff that we're talking about now, they're not really at that level yet that this is really that true for them. You know, most of them have been doing the supersets for a number of months now, and next month, we're just now finally getting them down where they're off the real fast nerve fiber building part, where they're really building up their nerve fibers through the fast 21s, and we're finally bringing them down to a slower type of 10s, and this is where all that comes out. You know, it's when you switched over from the 21s and you went back down to the slower. I mean, so much more energy starts coming out, but you can also handle it more because you have built your nerve fibers up for a while now, haven't you?
Yes, and that's when things really started getting good and weird, and they just get stranger and stranger. But
it really is true about that. And for any member that, you know, has a strange tale to occur, I mean, let us know. I mean, these are things that we can pass on and say, okay, you know, this person went through that. And, you know, this is typical of a strange program like that we're teaching. And that's why there's not a whole lot of them out there, you know, because most people really can't get to these type of levels with what we're, you know, teaching. Because they don't go anywhere near what we're talking about. They really don't know the science well, and they really haven't studied it like we have, and so they don't really reach the areas that we're talking about. It's very limited in the amount of people that are going to get to the levels we're talking about.
And you know, also the other side is, without anybody giving you a heads up, you do get nervous, you do freak out, and your body tenses, and I'm sure at this point you've learned that if you tense up, especially when you're doing the exercises, the energy goes there, and it goes there in a way that's just not pleasant. So relaxation is the key, and if you're aware, if you're prepared, if you already know this is going to happen, you're able to relax through it and just enjoy the ride and say, oh, that was interesting, or, oh, that was new, and you can look at it with different eyes as opposed to being scared or nervous. You can enjoy it and say, oh, well, isn't that peculiar, and smile about it and say, that's interesting, that's new, and you're beginning to see the world through almost like a child's eyes as they learn about new things and experience life in ways that they didn't know. That's happening for us and to us as we go through this process.
Yeah, it really is. And the biggest thing that you have to worry, you don't have to worry, is the tri-concept. You have to, as long as you're doing the tri-concept, you're really building the chi in this good-feeling, cool way, that you're making it match the image, that you're not trying to go for just the intensity of the image. I mean, that is where the power comes out, but it usually always will be destructive, and it'll be hard to control that heat energy. But as long as you start out making it this good-feeling and cool thing, and then you add to the image a little bit at a time, nobody really has trouble with that way. You just get the best side effects. And again, this is what we wish for all of our members, is that they get the best out of this. I mean, when you're doing this right, you do have the advantage of the law of attraction kicking in for you. And that's why we got you on the path we are, because we've seen that there's such a wickedness to the path when you get off of it. I mean, you get into some mess that you just a lot of times will get kicked out of energy altogether at this level. I mean, as you get to the point where you can actually punch holes in this time-space fabric, you want to do this the right way. You don't want to mess up beyond this level. You really want to do it exactly the way we're talking about doing it, so you get it down really well, and you have the safest time doing it that way, and then you can teach other people the right way, and they don't get hurt either. It's only people that fail to get all the information that usually get hurt, and that's why I always say, you know, don't do, you know, this type of high-level training on your own. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. When you start plugging in your own concepts, look out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, because it rarely will be the case of following the science. And as long as you're following the way that we know this stuff works, nobody gets hurt. It's done in the right way. And, you know, like I always tell people, when you're doing chi energy right, it should be a win-win situation, and that will give you the best results of doing this type of energy work. So that's the main thing I wanted to go over. I appreciate you coming on, Don, and have a great one.
Well, you too, and thank you.
Bye.
Bye.